Welcome to True Spirituality Network. We are focused on spreading the gospel of God's love across the world. The Bible says, there is no fear in love, and perfect love casts out every fear. As you feed on God's love for you, allow His love to cast out every fear, worry, and anxiety. God loves you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' beautiful name, I pray. And let God's people say, amen. Glory to God. All right. I want to welcome you officially into 2022. This is going to be the first session we'll be having this year. And the theme of this year that God laid in my heart is grace upon grace. And I'll be reading from the book of John chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 16 and verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 1 from verse 16 to verse 17. The Bible says, I'm reading NIV. Out of His fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. I'm going to read another version. John chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17. So I'm going to read, let me read KJV version. KJV version says, and of His fullness have we all received grace for grace, and of His fullness have we all received grace for grace. Good News Translation says, John 1:16, out of His fullness of His grace, He has blessed us all, giving us one blessing after another. Glory to God. And one last version, Berean Study Bible says, for His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. And verse 17 says, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of the word for the salvation of our soul. Let God's people say, amen. All right, one thing I would just want to say ahead of time is that every single time you want to hear the word of God, let your mind be prepared to hear the good news of Christ. Let it be prepared to hear the good news or teachings about Christ. The gospel is all about good news, and the good news is all about the goodness of what Christ has already done for us. Don't position your mind in such a way that all you're looking for is just maybe new rhema or a new revelation. Or deep words, so you can write some deep words and say, that is deep. No, what you should anticipate, what you should seek and desire to hear is the good news of Christ. Romans chapter 1 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. The good news is the power of God unto salvation. So if we go back to John chapter 6, the Bible says, out of His fullness, have we all received, and He's talking about the fullness of Christ, grace upon grace. And then verse 17 says, this grace we are talking about, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came to Jesus Christ. And I could preach on this all day, actually, and we could preach about this from any part or any side or any angle. But because it's 2022 and it's the beginning of a new year, what is grace? What is grace? Because this is going to be the first session of this particular series. I'm just going to teach you or show you how you can position yourself or how you can have the right mindset into 2022. What is grace? This grace of a thing we talk about. What is grace? Very simple. Grace is undeserved goodness, undeserved favor, undeserved, unearned goodness. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that it is by grace we have been saved. We are all saved by grace. And if I'm going to start shuffling the word undeserved goodness in place of grace, that means we were all saved when we don't deserve to be saved. In another word, we were living our life of sin, and the Holy God, instead of him to respond in judgment, instead of him to judge us, to give us the worst that we deserved, he decided to respond in love and give us the best that we didn't deserve. Another way to put it is, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. So we don't deserve anything good. We didn't deserve anything good from God because we were sinners when Christ died for us. And as sinners, God, because he's a holy God, he was supposed to judge us. He was supposed to respond in judgment. But because he loves you and I, he decided to respond in love by sending his only begotten son, John 3:16, and whosoever believes shall not perish, but receive everlasting life. So we got the good we didn't deserve. We were not supposed to receive anything called salvation because we didn't deserve salvation when Jesus died for us. Jesus did not die for Christians. He died for the world. And when he died for the world was in sin. In fact, the world was so much in sin that when Jesus came to claim that he's the Messiah, the world, in his sinful nature, decided to nail him to the cross. And while he was on that cross again, he still gave us the good we don't deserve. His prayer point was, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. So when we talk about grace, this thing called grace, it's speaking about God's position and God responding to man in such a way that he gives and he gave and he will forever give man the good things man does not deserve. And that simply means if you get a good you deserve, it's not grace. If you get a good you don't deserve, then it's called the grace of God. So that means if you get something you didn't work for, then it's called grace. So that means if you get something you work for, then it's no longer the grace of God. Let me show you this analogy in Romans chapter 4. It will really, really help you understand what we're talking about. And I'm introducing you today so that you can understand and decide how you want your 2022 to be. If you want to receive more from God, more of the things you deserve, then you are not operating under the grace of God. If you want to see a man who operates under the grace of God, that's a man that is always talking about what God has done when he doesn't deserve it. Let me show you Romans chapter 4 first. Romans chapter 4 from verse 4 to verse 5. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 4, from verse 4 to verse 5, the Bible says, now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. And verse 5, however, to the one who does not work, but trust God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. The Bible is saying, if you work and you get your wage, or wages, then it's not really credited as a gift. It's like if you get paid at the end of the month in your place of work, you deserve it. It's called salary. But imagine you getting paid for what you didn't work for. And then that is called grace, undeserved goodness. And that's what verse 5 is talking about. He said, however, the one who does not work, another way to put it, who does not deserve it, but trust God who justifies the ungodly. This is good news, by the way. God justifies the ungodly. When you put your faith in Christ, God justifies you straight away. God justifies the ungodly. Now, think about this for a moment. Technically speaking, if this Bible says God justifies the ungodly because they put faith in God, that simply means our salvation experience is an experience of grace. Because technically, it should be God justifying the godly. Because if you are godly and God justifies you, they will say, well, you deserve to be justified. But this thing called grace makes God justify the ungodly who puts faith in Christ. I wish you understand what the Bible says here. Again, let's hear it again. God justifies the ungodly. That's exactly what the Bible said. Once you put your faith in Christ, God justifies you. Even though you were a sinner, the moment you put your faith in Christ, God justifies you. So justification comes on the one who doesn't deserve it, as long as he puts his faith in Christ. So your salvation experience was you resting in Jesus' finished works, you receiving the good you don't deserve. God calling you son, you calling God father, even when you didn't deserve it. And if you could receive salvation, which is the greatest gift anybody can receive on the surface of the heart, if you could receive it by grace, by not doing anything, but rather by putting your trust in Christ, how much more will God do every other thing for you by just putting your faith in him? 2022 should be a year whereby you want to rest in Jesus' finished works, whereby you want to focus less on what you are doing and you focus more on what Christ has done. Your focus should not be on the things you are doing, because if you want to focus on the things you do to have an expectation of results from God, then you are bringing yourself away from the grace of God. When we say a man is operating under the grace of God, we are literally saying a man is operating under undeserved goodness, undeserved favor, undeserved promotion, undeserved kind of lifestyle, whereby you don't logicalize the things in your life. You know, we have an attitude whereby we say, Lord, what did I do that makes you really give me this job? Most of the time, we want to qualify for God's blessing. But grace is we receiving unqualified blessing. You don't necessarily have to deserve or merit everything God is doing in your life. You don't always have to look for a logical reason why God is doing the miracles he's doing in your life. God is a good God. And because he's a good God, he just wants to be gracious and good to you and your family. So the reason why God is doing some things in your life is not necessary because you have done everything right. The opposite of grace is the law. We're going to check this later on in the series. And living under the law simply means you're trying to achieve God's blessing. You're trying to deserve God's goodness. You're trying to deserve everything good God is doing in your life. That is you living under the law. Because the truth of the matter is, no matter how much you deserve and you try to achieve God's blessing, it can never be compared to what God will do in your life for every year of your life. Think about it like this. It's like when people write New Year resolution. No matter what you write, or when people write the things they want God to do for them in a particular year, no matter what you write, what God always ends up doing in your life is always usually much more than whatsoever you write at the beginning of the year. You know why? Because God is a gracious God, giving people the good they don't deserve. If you want to enjoy your 2022, you want to live a life of grace, getting the good things you don't deserve in terms of your relationship, in terms of your job, in terms of your family, in terms of the goodness and the mercy of God, you have to position your heart in such a way that you know that your life is programmed to receive the grace of God. And you have to stop trying to achieve God's blessing. Again, we read in Romans chapter 4. The one who works and receives wages, he deserves it. He is obligated to receive wages from the master. But the Bible says, if you do not work and you trust God who justifies the ungodly, that your faith is credited as righteousness. It's the same thing for everything in life. If you have to walk, if you have to earn your righteousness as a believer, then you are bringing yourself under the law. When the believer gets saved, automatically he becomes righteous because he has now put his faith in Christ. You know, there are so many things in Christ today that we have as a gift. Why? Because they are gift of grace. The Bible says grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John 1:17. If you want to live a life of grace, grace is not an abstract thing. It is not something whereby we just talk about grace of God, grace of God. No, it came through Jesus. So you can't separate Jesus from grace. Think about it like this. Do you know the reason why you pray in the name of Jesus? When you say, if we say something like, let us pray in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then you can ask God for anything in the name of Jesus, irrespective of whether you deserve it or not. And God will answer your prayer, no matter what you ask for, as long as you pray in the name of Jesus. John chapter 14, Jesus said, ask for anything in my name, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it for you. Why are we not praying in your name? Why are we praying in the name of Jesus? It is because grace and truth came through Jesus. So through the name of Jesus, you can get the good you don't deserve. This is one of the things the enemy doesn't want believers to know, because the enemy always wants you to feel as if God only answers you, that God will only show up for you when you deserve it, when you've done everything right. So most times you will see believer only acknowledging a God or only reaching out to God when they feel as if they deserve it, when they go to church on Sunday morning. So you see believer only acknowledge God when they feel as if they've done everything right. But you should know a God that is always there when you've not done everything right. I could preach on this all day, and I don't want to get ahead of myself because this is a series. But let me see if I can just nail everything to this direction, because this is the beginning of a new year. You see, if you really, really want to enjoy the best of God, you need to acknowledge God as a God of grace. Again, the Bible says, out of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. And how did this grace come about? John 1:17, the law was given by Moses. The law is the opposite of grace. But the Bible says grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. In the future episode, we'll realize that the gospel of grace is the real gospel. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of grace. But my focus today is just to make you understand that you can position your heart in such a way that you can receive the goodness you don't deserve. You can enjoy favor you don't deserve. You don't necessarily have to wait to achieve or deserve everything God will do in your life. So if the Bible says grace and truth came to Jesus, how did this grace come about? How did this truth come about? Let me show you one scripture and then let's wrap it up on this note. Very popular scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Verse 18. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them. You know, I could preach on this sentence for a while. The Bible says God was not counting people's sin against them. God does not count people's sin against them. I could preach on this for a while, but I don't want to. I'm tempted, but I don't want to. God doesn't sin on. If you see a believer say something like, oh boy, I did this, and then God told me I have this issue, I have pride issue, I have anger issue, I have this issue. That is not God. God doesn't count people sin against them. God righteous on. Have you ever seen people say something like, well, the Holy Spirit told me this, I did this wrong, I did that wrong? That is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the accuser of the brethren. The Holy Spirit will not point you to yourself, it will point you to Christ. The Holy Spirit, in a bid to lead you to genuine repentance, will not sin unto you. It will point you to Christ, your righteousness. And when you see yourself from the reflection of Christ, it leads you to genuine repentance. The Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. The Holy Spirit doesn't sin unto you. He doesn't. He's not the one that is always pointing to the things you're not doing right. He's not the one that is always telling you the things you're doing wrong. I wish I could preach on this for a while, but I'm not going to. Go listen to one of my messages. The title of the message is The Spirit of Witness. The Spirit of Witness. If you Google The Spirit of Witness by Akimeka, you'll enjoy that message. The work of the and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives is positive. It's not negative. It's not to always tell you everything you are doing wrong. Nobody wants to have a friend or spouse or go in a relationship whereby the only thing the person tells you are the things you do wrong. And if you can't withstand a man telling you everything you do wrong, how much more Holy Spirit that knows everything you are thinking on your inside? You know, man just knows the thing you do on the outside. The Holy Spirit knows everything you do, including things you are thinking about. So if you think that the work of the Holy Spirit is always to tell you everything you do wrong, then you have the wrong notion about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. His ministry in your life is positive. Go listen to that message, it will bless you. So he doesn't sin hunt, because the Bible literally says that God was in Christ, reconciled the world back to himself, not imputing their sins to them. God doesn't sin hunt, he doesn't impute sin to us. You know, now that I'm here, let me say this. You remember the story of God trying to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 18 or 19, one of the two. And then Abraham realized God was on his way to Sodom. And then listen, God said, if I can find so righteous people in Sodom, I'm not going to destroy. If I can find a certain number of righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, I'm not going to destroy. Okay, let's do that again. If I can find a certain number of righteous people in Sodom, I'm not going to destroy. You know what that means? God was righteous hunting. He was looking for righteous people. God wasn't looking for sin. God just, you know what? I know this city is in sin, but if I can find so righteous people. Because his focus is to righteous hunt, not to sin hunt. Even though they were in sin, God said, let me just find. Before you can find, you have to seek. God is always looking and searching for righteous people. So when coronavirus started, people were like, it is God trying to judge the world. God is not trying to judge the world. If God wanted to judge the whole world, he wouldn't send Jesus in the first place, because the world was already condemned. That is why Jesus came to take our condemnation on the cross. God will not judge the world anymore, because God loves the world so much. That is why he judged Jesus, and he put the sin of the entire world on the body of Jesus, that whosoever believes in Jesus receives total forgiveness of sin. God is not the one judging the world. God is not the one sending corona. If God wanted to send corona, God will not send Jesus. Why will you picture a God that sent Jesus to take the sin, the sickness of the world on the body of his son? That same God still sending coronavirus. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God is not the author of evil. God is a gracious God, giving us the good we don't deserve. This is why God will show up in every of the situations you invite him to show up, every single time you call him this year, even when you don't deserve it. Why? Because God is a good God. And that's what we're talking about. God is a gracious God, because this grace and truth we're talking about came through Jesus. So you can expect to get the good you don't deserve. You know why? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the next verse says, God, let's read verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the reason why we will forever enjoy the grace of God. You see, most of the time I've seen people preach the law. And when I mean the law, I mean people want to preach messages like, if you want to make progress, you have to be disciplined. If you want to make progress, you have to do this, you have to do that. They will always tell you things to do. But honestly speaking, if I have to tell you the things to do to achieve the things you deserve, then there is no good news there. Then there's no difference between you and an unbeliever. Okay, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Let me take time to explain this. I'm wrapping up on this note, don't worry. And then we can always continue tomorrow. If you have to be disciplined to get a particular result, then there's no good news. You don't need me to even preach. You don't have to come here and listen to me preach. Just remain disciplined. You'll get the result you want to get. But if you hear a teaching that says you can get the good you don't deserve because Jesus took all the bad he didn't deserve, the Bible says God made him who knew no sin to be sin so that you and I can become the righteousness of God. And this is why people don't understand this issue of this thing called righteousness. When you preach that righteousness is a gift to be received, not achieved, people think you're just giving, well, you're making Christianity easy for people. No, Jesus himself said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you're preaching your own Christianity and it's not making life easy for people, then I don't know what you're preaching. Because Jesus already took the hard part of life so that life can be easy for you. Oh, am I saying there won't be challenges? No. I'm saying even in the midst of the challenges, Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my body is light. He said, Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my body is light. You can go through any situation in life as long as you are conscious of Jesus, and then you just carry his own yoke and his own body that is light and easy. But my point is this. This is where I'm going. The reason why you are born again today is because God is a gracious God. He gave us Jesus when we didn't deserve it. When we got born again, we received a gift called righteousness. Not because we deserve it. Righteousness is our standing right with God. And that only comes by grace, by putting faith in what Christ has done. From the day you got born again till Jesus will come, you are forever righteous in the sight of God. That is a gift of grace. It doesn't matter what happens in your Christian walk with God. At some point, you may fall into sin. It doesn't change your righteous identity in Christ. You are still righteous as long as you're born again. That is a gift of grace that God decided to give to everyone who believes in Jesus. And why is it that God will do this? Is it because God has just decided to change his mind and be very soft and gentle on this thing called sin? No, God is still a holy God. The reason why God forever declares you righteous is because God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on the cross of Calvary. Think about it like this. God judged Jesus for your sin. The reason why God is not judging you for your sin today is because he judged Jesus. Because it would be unjust of God to judge you for the same sin he has judged on the body of Jesus. When we say you are forever righteous, we are telling you the good news, and you should hear it more often. Because if we don't tell you are righteous, we are robbing you of so many good news. Jesus already took your sin. Jesus already did his part. He took everything bad. He was beaten, chastised, condemned, so that you can enjoy everything good once you believe. Jesus took all the bad he didn't deserve. Jesus never supposed to die. He was never supposed to die. He did everything right. In him is no sin. He knew no sin. He didn't commit a sin, but he took everything bad. You know why? So that today you can enjoy everything good. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, who didn't deserve anything bad, to enjoy and to take everything bad. You know why? So that today, for the rest of your life, you can enjoy everything good, even when you don't deserve it. Because Jesus took everything bad when he didn't deserve it. By the same token, today, when we talk about the fact that you are living a life of grace, enjoying the grace of God that came through Jesus, according to John chapter 1 verse 17, we want you to understand that God is forever good to you, and he will forever remain good to you. Not because you've done everything right, but because Jesus, on your behalf, decided to take your place. So today you are actively taking the place of the Son of God. You can expect God to show up in your situation. You can expect God to favor you. You don't always have to wait to deserve it. If you feel as if you have to fast to earn God's blessing, again, you are not living a life of grace. What we are talking about is you understanding that God will do anything in your life. Listen, if God will give you the best Jesus when you didn't pray for him, God gave you Jesus when you were an unbeliever, God gave you Jesus before you got born again, how much more now that you're born again? He will freely give you everything that pertains to life and godliness. I promise you. One last verse, Romans chapter 8, and we'll continue from here tomorrow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says again in John 1:16, out of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. God wants you to be focused on his grace. He wants you to be conscious of his grace. He wants you to live a life whereby you can trust him for anything and everything. You don't always have to wait for it and say, do I really, really deserve God's blessing? Have I done everything right? If you're thinking like that, again, you are trying to live a life of law. You want to deserve God's goodness. You are trying to earn or achieve God's goodness. Let me show you Romans chapter 8, last verse, verse 32. The Bible says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things. Now, another verse will say, how will he not freely give us all things? And let me make you understand what this means. If God would give you Jesus, you don't understand what it means for God to give you Jesus. You don't. The Bible says we'll never fully understand the love of God. The Bible says the love of God surpasses human understanding. Paul was praying in Ephesians. He said that we may understand the length, the breadth, the width, and the height of God's love. For God to give us Jesus, we can't fully appreciate or fully understand the gravity of that love. This is why when we preach on the love of God, we keep on exploring the love of God. And we'll keep on exploring it till Jesus will come. Because God giving us Jesus is priceless. We didn't deserve Jesus. Jesus was not sent because some people were interceding. You know, today we have intercessors, right? It wasn't that some intercessors were praying and saying, Lord, what we need now is Jesus. Send Jesus. No. We were all sinners when God sent Jesus. And as a sinner, we didn't deserve anything good from God. But God, in his graciousness, decided to give us heaven's best when we deserved the worst. And if he could give you Jesus while you were a sinner, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, how much more will he not freely give you all things? God, if God didn't put a price tag on Jesus, which is the best and the biggest thing you can ever get from God, salvation. And the Bible is saying, how much more will God not freely give you anything you want today? I want you to picture a God of grace. See a God of grace as you journey into 2022. A God who is ready to bless you when you don't deserve it, to favor you when you don't deserve it. You don't always have to logicalize everything that happened in your life. You don't always have to qualify God for God's blessing. If you want to achieve and qualify for everything God will do in your life, it will take time for you to really, really enjoy some things in your life. But you can trust a God that gives people the good they don't deserve. Because when he gave you Jesus, you didn't deserve Jesus. How much more now that you're born again? You can trust him. You can pray to God about anything. Don't let the enemy discourage you and make it as if, are you sure God will answer your prayer? God answers all your prayers. You just pray in the name of Jesus. The Bible says anything you pray in his name, according to his will. It's a confidence. The Bible says this is the confidence we have. Let me leave you in 30 seconds. Is there anything you are trusting God for? I've been feeling as if I don't think God will answer me yet. I don't think God will do this yet. There's nothing like that. Again, heaven's best was given to you when you didn't deserve it, when you didn't pray for him. Picture a God of grace. Because the Bible says, out of his goodness have we all received grace upon grace. We have received abundance of grace. Why? Because it came through Jesus. So if you're born again, you have abundance of grace. And I want you to just, if you have anything in mind you're trusting God for, anything on the surface of the earth, I want you to pray to the gracious God. God is a gracious God. Love, he loves it when he gives people the good they don't deserve. So I just want you to just pray to the God who gives people the good they don't deserve. Glory to Jesus. Just ask him for anything. God is going to answer you, not because you deserve it, but because he is a gracious God, giving people the good they don't deserve. We've seen this in so many scriptures already. Glory to God. That is the God I want to walk with this year. The God that just will forever keep giving me undeserved goodness, undeserved promotion, undeserved blessings. I don't like it when I qualify for the things I get. I like getting the good I don't deserve. And I've seen God manifest. I like getting the good I don't deserve. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. So you can trust a gracious God. You can trust the gracious God. God can show up in your relationship. He can show up in your marriage. Every time you want to pray, most times the enemy wants to say, are you sure you deserve it? Are you sure you've done everything right enough for God to do this for you? Again, if you have to qualify for God's blessing, then you are throwing the grace of God that came through Jesus out of the window. And you should always understand you are living under the grace of God. The Bible says we've received this thing. John 1:16. Out of his fullness, we have all received. It is not, Lord, please, I want to operate under your grace. No, you are actively under it. And you will see it manifest the more you hear teachings in that direction. The Bible says faith comes by hearing by the word of God. When you begin to hear that you are on the favored ground of God, you are living a life of grace You are not trying to have the grace. You have received the grace because the grace came through Jesus. And as long as you're born again, Christ lives in you. You are seated in Christ and you're forever under the grace of God. You can enjoy the good you don't deserve in every areas of your life, in your emotions. You can see God show up. You can see yourself healthy mentally. You don't necessarily have to qualify or wait for the time where you say, no, okay, now I've put everything right, so now I deserve this. No, you're serving a gracious God. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, our 2022, Lord, this is what we want. We just want to hand it over to you. I want to see you show up in every aspect of our lives, giving us the good we don't deserve, because we have received fullness of your grace upon grace. And Lord, we want to enjoy this for the rest of the year. We want to put an end to our own effort. I want to focus on your own effort. We want to get your result. And Lord, we will receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We begin to reign in life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' beautiful name, I be prayed. And let God's people say, amen. Thank you for connecting. Tomorrow, we'll take it a step further. We'll continue on how you can focus on God's effort. And you can focus less on your own self-effort. A place where you can rest. When we focus too much on what we do and the things we don't do, we wear out in the process. So tomorrow we just continue in this same direction and how we can focus on Christ's effort, God's effort. And we'll focus less on what we do. We'll focus more on what Christ has done. That is the gospel telling you about what Christ has already done for you. And the Bible says again, this good news about what Christ has done for you is the power of God unto salvation. It will produce results in every areas of your life, in the areas of your health. The more you hear good news about the fact that Jesus took your infirmity, you begin to experience life in abundance, especially in the area of your health. Glory to God. We're going to continue from here tomorrow. Thank you so much for connecting. Catch up with over 600 content online for free. Our messages are for free. You can download them on Spotify, Audio Mac, and Call. Every platform, every audio platform, Amazon Music, every audio platform. And if you have any questions, you want to support us or you want to partner with us, you want us to bring the gospel of grace, gospel of Christ to your church, to your location, to your city, just send us a DM on any of our social media pages and then we'll reach out to you directly to work with you. Thank you so much once again and God bless you. Amen. Amen.
If you have been blessed by this message, we invite you to partner with us to send the gospel of God's love to all nations. Send us an email on truespiritualitynetwork@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms, True Spirituality Network on both Facebook and Instagram, T Spirituality on Telegram, and Akimika on YouTube. So catch up with all our podcasts, search for Akimika on all major platforms, including Spotify, Audio Mac, and Anchor. As you feed on God's love for you, allow His love to cast out every fear. And remember, it's not about you, it's all about Jesus.